Hi, my name is Clarissa Krieger, K-L-A-R-I-S-S-A-K-R-U-E-G-E-R. I'm recording an interview with
Morgan Lamantia, M-O-R-G-A-N-L-A-M-A-N-T-I-A.
Okay, and Morgan is from?
Palm Valley, Texas, Cameron County.
Okay, so the date today is September 9th, 2023, and we are conducting this interview at the John E. Connor Museum at Texas A&M University, Kingsville, as part of the university's 2023 Tamalada Festival. I'm here today with the Anthropology Club to interview Morgan. So we're gonna jump right into it and talk about all that's tamale and tamale related. So Morgan, please tell me, what do tamales mean to you?
Tamales mean home, they mean comfort, they mean a rich history and a beautiful culture.
Okay, and what kind of special memories do you have related to tamales?
So I've got a lot of memories related to tamales, but probably one that sticks out is going to be the holidays, spending time with the family, everyone coming together from different cities, coming back to the home, our hometown in the valley, and sitting around a table and eating tamales and trying all the different kinds of salsas that everyone brought to the table.
Okay, tell me a little bit more about these holiday traditions. Was there one particular holiday, or was it all of them, a few? Can you tell me a little more about that, please?
Yes, we always had tamales at Thanksgiving, but really it's Christmas that sticks out the most, because that's when we had the entire family together. All the extended cousins, the tías, the uncles, the grandparents, everyone together sitting around a table having tamales.
Okay, and can you walk me through a little bit of the process of when y'all gather during the holidays to conduct these tamale gatherings? Walk me through the process of who led it, and then your part in that a little bit.
So it was always my Aunt Val and my grandfather that would bring in the tamales, and it was my mom and my Aunt Drew and my Aunt Chin, and they'd be making the salsas, and we'd be sitting around the table snacking while everything was being prepared and laid out for everyone, and then everyone would just kind of walk up and grab the tamales, sit wherever there was a seat. Always the adults had, you know, the adult table, and us kids would go outside and eat in the yard and sit down and talk amongst each other, and it was really, really a wonderful and enjoyable moment.
Okay, and during those moments, who would you say that there's one particular person that stood out to you that kind of was the center of it, or was it just the whole family together?
Really the whole family, but if anyone stood out, it would be my grandfather Joe.
Your grandfather Joe. And what was his role in this? Did he help prepare them, make them, have recipe, or was he the person that kind of went around and, you know, talked and brought everyone together?
He was the one that brought everyone together. He was the one that made sure everyone knew what time to come over. It was always at his house, so everyone knew when to be there. He kept everyone on time, made sure everyone showed up. No excuses were allowed. Everyone had to be there for family night. And he was the reason we all got together every year around Christmas time and shared those tamales. And so he was the one that really brought it all together and made it happen.
That's great to hear. Thank you for sharing that. And so did you ever have the opportunity to have part in making the tamales?
No, I never had an opportunity making the tamales. That requires a very special skill set, one that I do not have.
Well, we are doing some tamale outside. We're making some, and we're doing some little exhibits, so maybe if you get a chance, you can stop by. So with those, what kind of tamales did y'all eat during these gatherings?
We had pork tamales, chicken with green salsa. We had the and a couple of my family members were vegetarians, so we had the cream cheese and the jalapeno tamales as well, or the mushroom tamales, which are really good. And then just all different kinds. We always had different types of tamales that everyone was trying out and sharing.
And
bean and cheese, of course. Yes.
Which of those was your favorite?
Bean and cheese and chicken and green salsa.
Were they spicy?
Spicy. Or spicy. Especially when you get the bean and cheese with the jalapenos in it. You know that's good. Yes.
Did y'all have sides that got associated with these tamales? Was it just the salsa?
Oh, the borracho beans.
Borracho beans. Mm-hmm. Sounds good.
Yes. The tocino and the jalapeno serranos, all of that. We always had the jalapenos and the cebolla grilled, ready to go, so.
Sounds great. And then I'm gonna go ahead and bring this to one of our final questions there. What was the most unusual tamal filling you say you've ever come across or that you've seen or heard of?
So I was at a farmer's market in McAllen, and someone there had a table and they had dessert tamales. So they had it filled with pineapple and different types of fruit. And I had never seen a dessert tamale ever, heard of it before, and so I tried it and it was absolutely delicious. Haven't seen it since, but she's the only person I've ever seen make them.
Okay. Yeah. I've been hearing a little bit more about those up and coming. Haven't had a chance to try them, but I will definitely be checking those out. So with these tamales, we're going to go ahead. And is there anything else that you would want to share about us or want us to know or to be shared with future generations or just anybody, tamal tips?
Yes. So I'd love to share this fun story. So we had some friends that are living in Alabama, and we sent them some tamales one time for Thanksgiving. And they wrote back and said how much they loved them and they were great and we were so glad. They came to visit us the next year over Thanksgiving and we had tamales there. And they picked up the tamale and they ate it like a toothpaste tube where they didn't take the corn husk out. They used their teeth to scrape it out of the corn husk. And we all kind of looked at them and we're like, what are you doing? They're like, we're eating the tamale. We're like, you unwrap it like a present. It's, you don't eat it with the corn husk. And they were just shocked and flabbergasted. They were like, that makes so much sense. They had been eating the tamales, like scraping it out like as if it was a toothpaste tube or pushing it out. It was the strangest thing. So even something that's so common and natural to us, someone seeing a tamale for the first time may not know exactly how to eat it.
That's a very helpful tip there. Yeah. We'll definitely be sharing that around. Is that the only different way you've seen people eat tamales, or have you come across other ones?
No, that's probably the most the strangest way I've ever seen someone eat a tamale.
Well, we will definitely have to avoid eating them like toothpaste, but thank you so much for sharing that one. And do you have any other fun stories you want to share with us, or any other?
No, I think that's it, but thank you so much for the time.
Yes, thank you so much, Morgan, and we hope you get a chance to go out and enjoy the festivities. And take a part in everything that's going on. So thank you for giving us your time today, and we hope you have a great day.
You too.